This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show. Let me get this microphone working. Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Moondoggies every Wednesday night at 7:30. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moondoggies Pizza. Now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. Come on, crowd, let me hear you. Coach, even after a loss, the Pirate Nation is kind of enthused tonight here in Moondoggies. Tough break last Friday night in Pierce County. We came up on the short end of the score, but a lot of positive things happened.
Yeah, a lot of positive things happened. First of all, I'm glad I'm still getting applause instead of boos, so that's definitely a positive. But there was a lot of good things happening. A lot of younger players got some experience to play, and which is good. The number one positive thing is that we actually got to play. You know, there was a time period where we didn't think we were going to be able to play at all, and be able to step on the field on a Friday night, that was a blessing itself.
Coach, you know that I'm kind of a football junkie, and after this loss Friday night, I looked at our schedule and it dawned on me that nobody other than Richmond Hill on our schedule is better than Pierce County.
Pierce County is a very good football team. They got a very good team this year, but yeah, Richmond Hill's definitely a team to be reckoned with. But you know, we'll see how the year goes, and I'm still very optimistic about our chances to have a very good season.
Coach, we get off the bus, everything's going well. Start out the first quarter, we're moving the football, and everything is playing to the script. And then our best running back, our team leader, Jacoby Hill, goes down with a knee injury. And then after that, we looked a little lost on offense.
Yeah, everything did start off good. You know, we received the opening kickoff, and we drove it down a little bit, got a couple first downs. Then we had a great punt by Anthony Elbine. That was his debut as a varsity punter. Punted his very first punt as a varsity punter, punts it down to the 1 yard line, and we get the down and on the one. And then their very first snap, we get a safety. Our defensive lineman broke through there, and he's a sophomore himself. Kayshawn Thomas broke through the line and got him for a safety. They kick back off to us, and then we're driving right down the field. We get inside the red zone, and unfortunately, Jacoby Hill goes down with a knee injury. He was doing a pass route out in the flats, and the corner saw him coming, and he caught the ball, and the corner put his helmet right into his kneecap. And we took the wind out of our sails some right there, and it took a little bit for us to try to get it back. But yeah, after that we went, we kind of stalled out, and then we went three and out the next three series.
Coach, I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw that kid punting that football in pregame and that first punt in that game Friday night, I had to stop and pinch myself on the radio because I said, no, this can't be happening. And wow, future's bright for that young man. He may go to college on a kicking scholarship.
Oh, that would be fantastic if he did. That kid has worked extremely hard, and how far that kid has come in the past since I've known him, it's been incredible. You would have never thought he'd be in the position he is right now as a punter.
Coach, the first quarter, I'll talk about quarters tonight. We'll go through the quarter. First quarter, we come out, we take the lead. Defense gets a safety. We're up 2-0, and we're back and forth. Defense is playing good against a good offense with a great quarterback at Pierce County. I don't know if I think they kick a field goal late in the first quarter and go up 3-2, and I'm thinking we're playing summer league travel ball, but our defense, for the most part, until we got tired in the second half, played pretty good.
Yeah, our defense was playing pretty good on first and second down. You know, first and second down, we were dominating. We got them a lot of third and longs, but the difference is they converted those third downs. You know, it was 3rd and 7, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 8, and they kept converting those downs. And when we were getting ourselves in those situations early in the first half or during the first half, we weren't converting. We would have a drop ball or incomplete pass, a tip ball, just get stalled some way, and we weren't converting. And that was a big difference, is third down efficiency. Our third downs, we weren't converting first downs, and Pierce County was. And Jermaine Bruton's their quarterback. He made a tremendous play after we thought we had him sacked, and he broke a couple tackles and then split us, and had a long touchdown run on a play that should have been a sack for us.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, ended the first quarter, the score's 3-2. Second quarter, back and forth defense. Pierce moves the ball a little bit. We move the ball a little bit, and then they get a touchdown right before the half and make it 10-2. Talk a little bit about the second quarter, and we were playing pretty good, I thought.
We did. I jumped the gun there because the Jermaine Bruton touchdown was in the second quarter when he made that awesome run that he did. And so hats off to him for making a great play. We were still struggling offensively during that time period. And I only think we got one more first down in the second quarter. We only had 26 offensive snaps because of the three and outs that we were getting. And defense, again, they were on the field quite a bit. And they were holding their own for the most part, except again for third down. And then, we ended up going to halftime, feeling pretty good still about the game. Knew that we needed to make some adjustments, but it was 10-2 going in at the halftime. And we did what we needed to do coming out of halftime, but I'll let you bring us to that.
Coach, first and second quarter, we're struggling a little bit on offense, and you're trying to keep the offense, trying to keep the kids up and things like that. So talk a little bit about, as a coach, what you do on the sidelines to try to make some adjustments on the fly before you get to the half and try to figure some things out.
Well, our adjustments that we need to make was just plain execution. The things that we're doing there schematically was correct for what we were trying to do. It was just, we were missing blocks, we were getting beat. The defensive lineman was crossing our face, and get pressure into our quarterback. We missed a couple rushes from the outside, in the passing game. Our routes, might have been there, but the ball might have been a little off target. It was just making sure we executed basic fundamentals of football, and we were rushed in certain areas, and then we didn't make a play.
Coach, offensive line in the first half, I mean, Pierce had some big kids, and they were rushing the passer. It seemed like they had a pressure package. They were bringing a lot of pressure on the outside and some blitzes, and they hit our quarterback a couple of times. But we held the ball too long. So
it did, but it didn't take long for them to realize that part of our COVID. They knew we had some COVID issues, and they knew that it affected our offensive line. And it didn't take them long to find out which guys to pick on. And again, you're talking about a well-coached team, a team that's prepared film-wise. They know your personnel. So when they saw the JV guys in there on the offensive line, they took advantage of that. And again, some of the play was some inexperience, at the quarterback level that we're going to get better at. I'm not worried about that. And then also, missing some hot reads and some hot throws, but we'll get better at that.
Coach, last question before we go to break. And you were at Pierce County for 6 years, and you built that program over there. You built it. It wasn't very good when you got there, and you built it up, and now they have some sustained success. And even though we came up on the short end of the score, you're trying to build the same type of program in Brunswick that you helped build at Pierce County. You had to be a little pleased looking over at the other sideline and seeing that some of your labor had paid off over the years.
Well, I'm very proud of the team and the boys over at Pierce County. I want to beat them. the program has really gone in the right direction when we were there. A lot of it's the community support that they get is huge. You're talking about a program that feeds their boys meals 5 days a week. I'm talking full course meals and that's not something that's easy to do, and it's definitely not cheap. But you know, they're out there and they're doing it, and those guys are getting those calories. Those are very important calories. And then you know, there's a tradition now of winning. The program's now been in the playoffs for a decade straight, yep. 10 years straight. They made some deep runs. We made it to the third round twice when I was there, and then you know they made it all the way to the semifinals. You know, last year they lost the second round, but it was in double overtime to a very good football team. And the year before that, they lost to the Mitchell State champions. So the program over there is they're very good at what they do, and they're going to be back again this year. I really believe. I think in 3A football, Cedar Grove, I believe they're number one. I believe Peach County's number two, and I believe Pierce County's is number three. I think you're going to see them, provided they don't run into Cedar Grove or Peach earlier than the. The semifinals, you're going to see them all the way to the semifinal game at least.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirate Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888, online at moondoggiespizza.com, and let's go Pirates!
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Coach Pender Show. Wait a minute, I lost my read. This segment of the Coach Pender Show is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and I-95 Toyota. Coach, halftime, what did you talk about at halftime?
Really just adjustments. I mean, it wasn't a panic mode or anything like that. It was, you know, hey, let's, you know, one, we talked about getting first downs, moving the ball, and getting our defense off the field. One of the things we said that we were going to do, we actually came out and did, we were coming out to try to get a three and out, get the ball back to the offense, and get us a position to have a score. And our defense came out and did that. We opened up the kickoff, we put it in the end zone. You know, we pinned them back after a few plays. Then they throw an interception. Now on the interception, we catch it, run it all the way back into the red zone, but an inverted whistle brings the ball back, you know, to where we caught the interception at, which is, you know, around the midfield area. We got the ball, started moving it down the field, got, you know, into the red zone there. Then we had a penalty that brought us out of the red zone. And then we threw what was a 14-point swing. We had a wide open receiver in the end zone, and we underthrow him, and their safety jumps up and makes a tremendous catch. And instead of us getting a touchdown, we get an interception, and off that interception, they turn that interception into a touchdown.
Yes, we get the interception. Just like the script, just like the plan, we get it, an inverted whistle. Coach, on the film, did that ball bounce off the receiver's hands and pop right into our defender's hands?
Yeah, it bounced right off the receiver's hands into our defender's hands.
Okay.
And then he caught it and was taken off down the sideline, and the ref just happened to blow the whistle and thinking that it was going to be incomplete. I guess he... You know, I don't know what he was thinking. I'm not inside the ref's head. I just know that he blew the whistle when he shouldn't have.
Yeah, I saw the umpire in that game last Friday night. We were on the radio calling him the umpire for the water boy. He looked like he needed some high quality H2O.
I'm familiar with that umpire because he's from Pierce County. He's been around there for a long time. When I was there, he was there. And
okay.
For him umpiring that game, that was just kind of ironic.
He looked like he was struggling though. Shirt was untucked and he was having a rough time. He was having a rough time out there Friday night. Coach, then we had probably the play that kind of sent us into a tailspin. But we had the breakdown on defense and gave up the 83-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, they did a little play action pass in our corner. Luke Bennett, their receiver, got behind our corner, and the quarterback made a fantastic throw. He caught it, and then our corner fell down, and actually ran into our safety, and they both fell down, and then the Luke Bennett took it to the house for a touchdown.
And then, Coach, in the rest of the third quarter, you know, down 17-2, we got the ball back and we had a fourth down. I guess it was less than a yard around our 30-yard line. And we decided to go for it.
And we dropped the snap.
Dropped the snap, and then they stop us. And then
they drop the snap and throw a touchdown pass. There's some differences. We drop the snap, get a turnover in our own territory. They drop the snap, they pick it up, scramble around, and throw a touchdown pass.
So really, if you look at the football game, you look at maybe three or four plays in the ball game that, you know, the scramble by the quarterback, the long touchdown pass, the touchdown pass off of the drop snap. There's like three plays there that resulted.
Well, there's the 21-point difference right
there. It resulted in touchdowns, and they got all the breaks, and we didn't get many at all. You're listening to the Pirate Coach's Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, in the fourth quarter, we get down 24-2. They go up, and we get a 31-2. We get a touchdown, make it 31-10. Some good things happened on that last drive. We drove down the field. They still had their starters in the whole game, so it wasn't like it was garbage time. And we put together a drive like you wanted to see for the entire game but it was too late.
Yeah, but before we get to that, when you talked about how they had the breaks and we didn't have the breaks, you know, part of the reason they had the breaks is they made the breaks. You know, good players make good plays in good situations. And We had our opportunity to make plays, and we did, and we got to get better there. They had opportunities to make plays, and they did. And that to me is another big difference in the ball game and the program. We got to get ourselves to that point. But yeah, in the fourth quarter, we did get the drive together. We were working kind of fluid. I put in a different quarterback a little bit, tried to get him some playing time, and then I went back with KJ, and when I put KJ back in, he drove us down the field, and we were able to hit Tyrese on a post route for a touchdown.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the position groups, and then we'll talk about McIntosh County Academy. You're listening to the Coach Sean Pender Coach's Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling Dad thank you for everything. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461, and let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Moondoggy. Coach, offensively, we didn't play well. I mean, we can't sugarcoat it any other way. We just didn't play well last Friday night, and I know that we'll get that fixed this week.
Yeah, don't worry about that. We'll definitely get the offense fixed. We have some issues that we got to fix on the offensive line, and then we got some issues that we got to fix with our route running, stuff like that, with that, and then the quarterback's reads. But everything that we have, they're all the mistakes that we made, are fixable, are things that we can get right through film study and more practice and fundamental work.
With Jacoby going down, how has Reece Simmons responded now, knowing that he is the man this week in practice?
Well, Reece being Reece. I mean, yeah. He's still working hard and doing what Reece does. The thing is how has Leon Charlton responded? How has Pat Leggett responded? How has Travis Massey responded? How is Amarion Whitfield going to respond to having to play a lot more both ways? It is basically that team effort. You're not going to make up a Jacoby Hill with one person, but we can make up for a Jacoby Hill with a group effort. So that's the thing that we're trying to get. We talk about our running backs being the wolf pack, right? Well, your alpha male went down. What you going to do? You know, are you gonna back down, or are you gonna get after it and step up to the plate? And I really believe our guys are gonna step up to the plate.
Coach, defensively though, last week I saw a lot of bright spots. We got some young defensive linemen that are starting to come around and play well. Linebackers, you know, we did miss some tackles, but I don't know if it's because we were on the field all night. But we were in position to make plays, so that tells me there's some things that we get cleaned up. We'll make those plays, and in the secondary, we give up a couple of plays, but overall, against a good team, I thought we had a pretty good effort.
We did, and we found some things out. You know, Keon Leggett, for example,
he was
a JV player, but our starting corner was having a lot of issues, and wasn't getting the job done. We bring him in as backup, and he comes in and he plays fantastic under the Friday night lights. So we learned something there with Keon. We know that he's going to be ready to play, and so that was a bright spot. And you know, linebacker play, you know, Crump, you know, he had a fantastic game when he was in. I think he had 8 solo tackles. He did a really good job. And then you know, some of our D linemen, they're stepping up. They're getting better. Of course, we all know about Kayshawn Thomas and what he can do, but you know, we have some other ones to pay attention to. We have a freshman named River Creole. He's going to be really special, too.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Special teams coach. We look good on special teams. We had some good kickoff returns. We were a couple of broke tackles away from taking a couple to the house or missed blocks, you know, getting that cleaned up. But kicking-wise, Elvine did great. Reberg kicked one in about 4 yards deep in the end zone. So, special teams, we look pretty good.
Well, yeah, the kickoff team, of course, when you put the ball in the end zone, that's always a good thing. And then I can't say enough about the way that Anthony Elvine performed. He had a fantastic night in punting the ball. Even when, you know, as many times as we punted the ball, I really don't believe they ever got a real return. Honestly, if they did, it was maybe 5-6 yards at the most. Besides that, we pinned them pretty well. So that was a good job by us.
Coach, this week we've got our first home game of the season. We got McIntosh County Academy coming in to Glynn County Stadium, and our kids finally get to playing from the home crowd, and I know you're excited about that, and they should be excited as well. So talk a little bit about McIntosh, what they're going to do. They lost 33-7 to Glenn last week in their opener, but apparently that game was a lot closer than the score as well. So talk a little bit about McIntosh and what they're going to bring to the table.
Oh, McIntosh is a scrappy group. That's the biggest way I can describe them. And they have some athletes. Their running back, I don't know his name, but number 7, he is a big dude. He's tough to tackle. He's going to be a handful. Those kids got after Glenn pretty hard. I mean, yeah, the score was 33-7, but 21 of those points came on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they stripped it and take it to the house for a touchdown. They intercept the football and bring it all the way to the 1 yard line, and they're able to punch it in after that. And then David Prince, a freshman kid that's a phenomenal athlete, should have been going to Bronson High, by the way. But anyway, Glenn stole him. You know, they recruited him fair and square, and he ended up getting an interception and taking it to the house for a touchdown.
McIntosh is one of those teams. They're single A football, probably going to be a solid playoff team in their region. And I guess the point I'm trying to make is we can't take anything for granted.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, McIntosh is going to be a good football team. They're going to be really tough. We just got to play good football. We got to play the way we're capable of playing, and make sure we handle some adverse situations that we're going to have in that game, because it will happen. And we just got to make sure we overcome it and do well.
All right, Coach, a little bit of an off-topic thing to lighten it up and have a little fun. Give me a scouting report on your Miami Dolphins this year.
I have no idea. I haven't been watching anything but our film here of late. But I do know they have a lot of new talent, so I'm excited about that. They changed the roster up quite a bit. I do know that they decided to go with old Magic Fitz there as their quarterback for now.
Okay.
And as Tua develops and grows, but that's gonna be an interesting deal with watching that go. But I honestly think they're gonna be better than they were a year ago. But okay.
The eternal optimist.
Right, but I have no idea. I really have not been studying them the way I would like to be. I'm too wrapped up in the Pirates.
I'm sitting here looking at one of your assistant coaches with a Florida Gator jersey on, and my only response to that is I can't wait until November the 7th. We coming, baby.
You can ride. You might.
We coming.
We're
going to be there. Dogs. Yeah. So, Coach, any last comments before we close it down tonight?
Just the fact that, we suffered a loss last night, but on Friday night, but there's no worry with that. This is a very good football team. This team's going to rebound. We're going to play hard. We're going to bring a great style of football that this community can be proud of. So just keep the faith with the Pirates. We're going to be fine.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week at 7:30 here at Moondoggies. I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates.